Amen. This is Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. Praise the Lord. Standing in for Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh tonight. Hallelujah. For evening services, for prayer, praise and worship services as unto the Lord. For Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of Apostle Asia Francis. Glory to God. We do thank the Lord, hallelujah, for the opportunity to come before his presence again. Hallelujah, for the saints of God to come together in unity and in strength to lift up the Lord and also to encourage one another, my God, in his love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Oh, Lord, I come to thee. I come because I need thee. I come because I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Oh, Lord, I come. Oh, Lord, I come. I come to thee. Everybody say yes, yes, yes. Everybody say yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. We say thank you, God, for this day. Glory to your name right now for being able to come before your presence with singing. Hallelujah. Glory to God to come into your presence right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanking you for this day. Hallelujah, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for watching over us all day long, for having your angels encamped around about us to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger seen and unseen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, for your love and your kindnesses and all of your tender mercies that you keep bestowing on each and every one of us. Thank you for opening up our eyes so that we can see, opening our ears so that we can hear, oh God, hallelujah, and opening up our hearts to receive your word in the mighty name of Jesus, binding up any and everything that's not like you, any and everything that has come up against us on today, oh God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we're looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from you, dear God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we have nothing. Without you, we are nothing. something. Hallelujah. Well, that's why we keep coming back, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Asking that you look beyond all our faults and that you see every one of our needs right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. While we here right now on the altar, oh God, give us to cast all our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come, hallelujah, for no other reasons, oh, but to praise you and to give you thanks. Hallelujah, for another day's journey, oh God, another opportunity. Hallelujah, to try to get it right, oh God. Hallelujah, we have made some mistakes along the way, oh God. We ask that you forgive us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will order our steps in your word right now. Hallelujah. If there's anything in our lives that's not like you, Father, we ask that you wash us. On the inside out, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send your love, send your strength, send your power, even now, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Show us the way, dear God. Show us the way, dear God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So many things going on in the world, oh God. So many things trying to distract us, trying to keep our mind off of you, oh God. But you told us in Isaiah 26:3, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me, because he trusts in me. I will keep him in perfect peace. Help us to keep a mind on you, oh God. Don't let us go off, oh God, going to different places, looking for different things, but let us seek you first. Hallelujah, what you told us to do in Matthew 6:33, to seek you first. First, oh God, and all these other things will be added unto us. We come, hallelujah, seeking your face, oh God, asking you which way to go, asking you for your leadership and for your guidance right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus over our lives, over our health and over our strength, dear God, binding of every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, oh God, every weakness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pulling down every stronghold, oh God, any and everything that want to exalt itself against you right now. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Over our life, over our health, and over our strength right now. Hallelujah. We're still decreeing. We're still declaring, oh God. Hallelujah. That no weapon that has been formed against us shall prosper. We know that the tricks are going to come. The enemy is going to come. But we decree and we declare that nothing, hallelujah, shall separate us from the love of God. We're standing on your promises, oh God, and we believe just what you said. Hallelujah. Thank you for lifting us up where we belong right now. Lift up every hung down head, oh God. Hallelujah. Give us a call upon you right now like never before, oh God. Blood wash us. Hallelujah. From the inside out, in the mighty name of Jesus, from head to toe, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, move on the inside of us. Move on our jobs. Move in our homes, oh God. Move in our neighborhoods, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, while we're going through, oh God, give us to keep our minds stayed on you. While we're going through, oh God, help us to remember what James 1 and 2 says. We count it all joy. Hallelujah. As we go through these diverse trials and tribulations, we know, oh God, that it's only because of you that we live and that we move and we have our beings. It is only because of you, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Hallelujah. In earth as it is in heaven. And we still say, give us this day, dear God, our daily bread, anything that we need from you, oh God, you, hallelujah, will provide. You told us to ask, and it shall be given. You told us to seek, and we would find. You said to knock, and the door will be open unto us, oh God, as we're coming together in prayer. We're praying for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Your children everywhere. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. For those that seem like they have gone astray, for those, oh God, hallelujah, that's been discouraged, for those, oh God, that's being lied on and talked about, oh God, hallelujah, and they're asking you to come by here, dear God, come by here, dear God, hallelujah, come on in, come on in right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead your blood, we plead your blood over us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, our hearts, God, our mind, oh God, from the evil one right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, send your angels to be encamped around about us, hallelujah, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask for your strength, we ask for your empowerment, hallelujah, glory to God, we ask for the Spirit of the living God to rest, rule, and abide, and be on the inside of us. Thank you in advance for the power of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Father God, we break and denounce any and everything that's not like you. Hallelujah, that has come up against us. In your word in Galatians 3 and 13, it says, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. From the curse of the law. Hallelujah. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addictions, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. We command all generational spirits that came into our lives during any conception, hallelujah, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words, hallelujah, that have been spoken over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits, my God, hallelujah, glory to God, Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religions, hallelujah, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, and fear, sickness, infirmities, diseases, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives, hallelujah, from our ancestors in the mighty name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break all curses off our finances. Hallelujah. Right now, from ancestors that cheated or mishandled money in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break all curses of sickness and disease, and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our families are blessed. Hallelujah. We renounce all pride and inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any oaths and vows and pacts made with the devil by any ancestors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret in the mighty name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We give everything to the Lord right now in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything that's going on in our lives, any distractions, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give everything to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We say hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your word, dear God. Thank you for watching over your word to perform it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Anyhow, that's what we're going to say. Never let life's problems get you down. When those problems come your way, lift your hands to God and say, hallelujah, anyhow. We're binding up pride, hallelujah. We are binding up anything that makes us haughty, anything that want to make us appear, my God, that we want to appear that we are better than anyone else. Oh, we're binding up that spirit right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. According to Psalms 10, starting at verse 2, it says, the wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. So the wicked boasted of his heart's desire and blessed the covetous whom the Lord abhorred. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Ooh, my thy judgment are far above, hallelujah, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He had said in his heart, I shall not be removed, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privy, set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. Talking about evilness. This is October the 31st. 2022, the day that they call Halloween, when all of the evil spirits and these people that are evil that will come together and pray against the men and women of God, pray against the Christians. Pray against the body of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. We have to keep on praying and seeking God's face in the mighty name of Jesus. So much is going on in the world around us. Right here in Texas, there's been school shootings again. There's been children taking guns to school. So much wickedness in the land. And to try to figure out what is making these young people carry on the way that they are carrying on, we know that it is the enemy. And we have to pray over our world. We have to pray over our children. Hallelujah. That's going out into the world. We have to keep them covered. Asking God to keep their mind, their body, their soul, their spirit. My God. So that they would not be enticed to follow the enemy, to do what they see others do. We have to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. And then we have to teach our children. even as we have to learn that we have to watch as well as pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We keep seeking the Lord's face while he may be found in the name of Jesus. Our job is to help the poor, not to tear them down, but to help to build them up, to tell them about the goodness of our God. That our God is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we will continue to seek your face, asking you to open up our eyes, our natural eyes and our spiritual eyes, so that we can see what you want us to see. Open up our ears, hallelujah, our natural and our spiritual ears, so that we can hear what you want us to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus. We magnify you right now for what you've already done. Hallelujah. And for what you are about to do in our lives. Hallelujah. We ask you, dear God, hallelujah, to continue to lead and guide us and show us the way in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a mind, hallelujah, to follow you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know that there is no secret what you can do. We thank you for power. The power of the Holy Ghost, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. That lives on the inside of us. We want to continue to build ourselves up in faith. Hallelujah. When we confess your word, dear God. Hallelujah. We, hallelujah, experience great confidence in you. When we understand your word and when we walk and talk with you and you give us revelation, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are our power source. Hallelujah, we are plugged into you in the name of Jesus. We know that prayer connects us to you, dear God. Hallelujah, and your power. Hallelujah, it allows, hallelujah, you to flow through us. Flow through us. Flow through us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for giving us salvation. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God for dying on that cross so that we might be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you for the infilling of the power of the Holy Ghost that will lead us and guide us and show us the way. Hallelujah. Thank you for looking beyond all our faults right now and seeing every one of our needs, dear God. Thank you for victory. Hallelujah. Ooh, victory in you, Heavenly Father. Thank you because we are saved. Sanctified and filled with the power of the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to walk by faith and not by sight. To walk in the Spirit, your Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this will assure us of continual victory and breakthrough in you. Hallelujah. Thank you for helping us not to fall into temptation and disobedience. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God for your word being prevalent in our lives. Again, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, that gives us power, that gives us wisdom, that helps us to understand what's going on around us. Thank you for teaching us how to plug in to you. Thank you for being the center of our joy. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. For speaking a word to us in season and out of season. Father, we pray for those that do not know you. We pray, Father God, but when they hear about you, that they will seek to be born again, to become fellow believers in you, to desire to know you better. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, dear God, your prayer warriors and your intercessors, your preachers and your teachers, your apostles, your pastors, your, oh my God, prophets, oh God, hallelujah, even your deacons, hallelujah, let us walk, hallelujah, circumstantially, hallelujah, before you, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. You told us, glory to God, to put on the whole armor of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Help us, Father God. Help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to be humble, totally dependent upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to be arrogant, oh God, to think that we know it all. But we thank you for the confidence that we have in you. Hallelujah. And we cannot allow pride to settle in, my God. So we already know that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you have to repent. If you said it, then you are going to do it. We depend upon your word right now. We depend upon your spirit right now. We depend upon you, dear God. Hallelujah, for the Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah. You have given us the ability to overcome all fear. We know that fear is of the devil. Hallelujah. We will put our trust in you in the mighty name of Jesus. To be like David, to become victorious in you, because we seek your face. Hallelujah. We are dependent upon you. And as David was dependent upon you, he won many battles. Hallelujah. And he was successful in defeating his enemies. Glory to God. We thank you for the Bible. Glory to God, that we can go into the Word of God and seek your face, to hear from you when we need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. In Psalms 144, David is saying, praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge. He subdues people under me. O Lord, what is man that you care for him, the son of man that you think of him? Oh, my God, my God, my God. He has us on his mind, my God. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. He is ours. Glory to God. He will also teach us how to war. He will teach us how to be dependent upon him. The prayers and the strategies that he has left us in the Bible, if we read the Word of God, if we meditate on the Word of God, hallelujah, he will teach us, glory to God, how to live and how to walk by faith. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to the great truths that are in the scriptures. Help us to see clearly the Word of God and what it was put in there for us, to show us the way. Thank you for being our power source. Thank you for allowing us to lean and to depend upon you. Thank you because you are our strength. Yes, Lord. Thank you for making us prayer warriors and intercessors, oh God, so that we can pray for others, so that we can come before your presence with singing, for we can come and experience, as Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord, it is our strength. It is your joy, hallelujah, that will continue to strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no substitute for your joy. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the mind of Christ. We pray for every believer, hallelujah, every believer to become strong in you, O God, to become strong in praise and in worship, to seek you like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. There was a song on my mind today, and it was, Lord, help me to hold out. I'm asking you, Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out until my change come. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Help me to hold out. Help us to hold out. Because I know we get tired of waiting. It seems like sometimes, my God, my God, my God, God, we got to wait a long time, but I'm asking the Lord to help me to hold out. I'm asking the Lord to help the body of Christ to hold out, to not get discouraged, oh, but to keep on keeping on in the Lord, to trust the Lord with all our heart, to lean not unto our own understanding, but to acknowledge him in everything that we do. Hallelujah, for if we seek his face. Hallelujah, if we trust in his word. Hallelujah, we will not throw in the towel. We will not quit. We will not give up, but we will hold on to his unchanging hand in the mighty name of Jesus, praying that he will empower us even the more right now. Hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, my God. For we know that we don't fight against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. We do not fight against flesh and blood. What are we fighting against? Spiritual wickedness in high places. My God. So that's why we have to put on the whole armor of God. In Romans chapter 12, verse 17, it says, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 14, it says, the beginning of strife is like letting out water. So quit before the quarreling breaks out. Quit before it breaks out. Amen. And then again, Psalms 144:1, where David says, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hand for war and my fingers for battle. First Thessalonians 5:9 says, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. We want to keep seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. While he may be found. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Faith, faith, faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith. Amen. Our faith, the small faith, the mustard seed type faith can move mountains. My God, hallelujah. If we have faith to believe, to trust in God, regardless of what circumstances are looking like, we got to keep looking unto the hills. Hallelujah. Keep looking unto God in the name of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17 says, then we who are alive, we who are left, will be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Hallelujah. It's my desire to do some good thing every day. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We even thank you for 2 Peter 3:9. It says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness. We think he's slow because he's not coming as fast as we want him to, come. But the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. There's anything, oh God, that's in us that's not like you. Once again, I ask you to wash us, to remove it, oh God, from the inside out. Make us, wash us clean. So when if anything should happen, oh God, we want to go back and be with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In John 3, verse 1 and 2 says, beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. Hallelujah. Let us keep seeking the Lord. Let us keep praying and interceding for others. Let us pray for ourselves as well. If there's anything on the inside of us that's not like God. Let us cast all our care upon him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your word on tonight. Thank you. Hallelujah. For devoting your word to us, for sending your word to us, and let us receive your word, O God. Let us do what Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31 says, that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with malice. We don't want any bitterness, Father. We don't want any wrath. We don't want any anger. We don't want any slander. We don't want anything that's not like you to be named among us. Glory to God. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Oh, we bind up in and everything that's not like God that keeps coming up against us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over us, over our life, over our health, over our strength. And Ephesians 6 and 13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, who stand firm in the mighty name of Jesus. That is my prayer for us tonight. Glory to God, that we will put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. And that we will stand no matter what it's looking like, sounding like, or even feeling like, that we will continue to trust God. And the last scripture is James 1 and 12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast on the trial. Don't give in. Don't quit. If you do happen to fall, ask God for forgiveness. And get back up and try it again. Because he will come. He will come. He will help us when we call upon him. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For giving us the mind of Christ. Thank you for always encouraging the saints of God to keep on keeping on, even in these hard times. But we know that there is nothing too hard for you, that you are the author and the founder, hallelujah, the finisher of our faith. Glory to God. And that you will fight our battles for us. If we only believe, if we only trust in your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, we continue to pray for the body of Christ. We continue to pray, hallelujah, for Cornerstone Deliverance Church, Apostle Asia Francis, and Deacon Francis, well, the Mother's Board, oh God. We continue to pray for every lay member, hallelujah, every deacon, every bishop, every prophet, oh God. We pray for that God, the Ultimate Connection Ministry. We pray, Father God, for Kingdom Living Fellowship. We pray for special people in Christ, encouraging saints, outreach ministries. We pray, Father God, for every ministry connected to us, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, every ministry, oh God, everybody that is connected, hallelujah, to the body of Christ, right now, Father God, that you will keep encouraging them, that you will keep giving them a word in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will keep lifting us up, oh God, empowering us with the word of God. Thank you in advance, hallelujah, for your deliverance. Thank you in advance for your power, oh God. Thank you, glory to God, for the power of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us. Glory to your name right now. We keep seeking your face like never before. Thank you, Father, for rest in you, for teaching us how to rest in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your love and your kindnesses and all of your tender mercies that you keep bestowing upon us. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For everything that we have heard tonight, for every word that was spoken tonight for the saints of God. Even for the ones that don't know you. But we are praying, Father God, that when someone hears the prayer tonight, if they don't know you, that they will want to get to know you. And for that reason, oh God, we're going to offer a prayer for anyone that wants to know you and the pardon of their sins. We're going to ask you to come forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus and repeat this prayer after us. Heavenly Father, we come to you, or I come to you in prayer, asking for forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart, hallelujah, that Jesus is your son and that he died on the cross at Calvary that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I ask you right now to come into my heart and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and will worship you all the days of my life because your word is truth. I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray, Amen, amen, and amen. And we believe that if anyone repeated that prayer after us, then they are now born again. And we believe that the angels in heaven are rejoicing over anyone that said that prayer and decided to make Jesus their Lord and their Savior tonight. We thank the Lord for everything again that has been said. We thank the Lord for every prayer warrior, every intercessor, everyone that is on the line with us tonight. We thank the Lord for you in the name of Jesus. We pray for your homes, your families right now. We pray that the Lord will send his angels to be encamped around about each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will continue to keep you in perfect peace in the name of Jesus, and that you will keep your mind stayed on him in the name of Jesus. We give everything to the Lord tonight. We seal it with the blood of Jesus. And we call all these things done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Agape love, everybody, until we meet agape again. Love. Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. prayer. Agape love. See you on the call. God bless you. Bye.
Agape love. Good night. God bless you. Agape love.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.